This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. It is an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week at this very same moment on this very same radio station. Or if you're listening to us later on via podcast, via archives, via on demand, we have all those goodies and more at GCNlive.com. Got an email today from a gentleman in Russia who listens to the program all the time, and I you know, it baffles me a little bit. I don't know why he wants some memorabilia, photographs of me. I mean, the last thing he should be asking for is photographs for me, but little does he know when it comes to that. There's plenty of stuff about me on the internet. You could just look it up. But I'm flattered nonetheless, and we get lots of emails from folks all around the world, as it's truly a global automotive community. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we got a really cool guy who's going to be sliding up to the microphone momentarily. He has his own website, iZoom.com, but I just logged on to it just to see what he's been up to recently, and he's made some changes there at iZoom, making it a social network for the car guy, a little bit different direction for Larry Edsel on that front. He is also the gentleman in charge of ClassicCars.com. That's keeping him very busy, and he's also a college professor in Phoenix, where he spends most of the year. Right now, he's doing a little bit of travel in the Michigan area, visiting his daughter and doing what he likes to do in the summer months, getting away from the Arizona heat. And we'll find out what he's been doing. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Rick Cole. When it comes to classic cars, there's a name perhaps you may recognize. He's been around in the business for quite some time. There are so many auction companies now, it's kind of, you need a scorecard. And it's interesting to see how some of these auction companies have morphed. I was looking at the Barrett Jackson auction up in my home area. Not have the chance. We having some technical problems. Everything okay? Looks okay. Looks like we had a little technical what have you and so forth. But interesting to see how Barrett Jackson has evolved, and we'll talk to Larry Edsel about that as well. Also coming up at hour number two, as we continue our old car guy theme, we have got the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, Mr. That's right, the man himself. We've got Don Jones, who's also on the road these days. Telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. So don't be a stranger. Feel free to reach out or shoot us an email, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Those are by far the two best ways to get a hold of yours truly. And again, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, don't be a stranger. Shoot me an email. Well, let's go to the great state of Michigan. Normally I would say Arizona, but he is in Michigan doing his summer tour, visiting his daughter and his grandkids and having some fun traveling and checking things out. And it's my pleasure to welcome Mr. Larry Edsel back to the airways of Auto World. Larry, how you doing? Okay, looks like we'll get Larry upcoming in a few moments. Patrick is busy dialing up. Meanwhile, why don't we throw out a trivia question? I haven't thrown out one here for a while. I've got some cool prizes available from Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage, who also is from the great state of Arizona. Jay Leno loves this gift shop. It's an automotive and gift shop online, and they have lots of cool, super cool products. So we'll throw out a trivia question right now, and I'll make it a super easy one. Who made the Karmann Ghia? Who made the Karmann Ghia? It was a pseudo sports car. It was marketed as kind of a sports car, a sporty car. Who made the Karmann Ghia? That's the question. 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. We would love to hear from you. Who made the Karmann Ghia? I will try not to give away too many hints on that. The Karmann Ghia, that is the question of the moment. Certainly, in the new car realm, there are so many things happening. Let me tell you about some of the new vehicles that I've had the pleasure of piloting over the last several weeks. This past week, I was behind the wheel of the Nissan Pathfinder, the all-new 2016 Nissan Pathfinder Ultimate. Very impressed with this vehicle. Lots of electronics, extremely well done. I remember when the Murano was a much more futuristic-looking vehicle. This first generation was rather space-age in its design. Its new design is much less controversial, but nevertheless quite stylish. And extremely well done. Very impressed. The prior week I had time in a Nissan Altima. It's been a while since I've been in an Altima. And the thing that really impressed me about the Altima, it wasn't a really loaded one, is the fact that this vehicle has really grown up. As a matter of fact, I was saying to my wife that the Altima has kind of grown into what used to be the Maxima. I mean, this is a really highly contented luxury vehicle these days with leather upholstery and all kinds of great technology, safety features, Bose stereo system, and wonderful fuel economy. The CVT, which many of my automotive journalist colleagues do not like, that's a continuously variable transmission, kind of like a big rubber band. They were terrible when they first came out, to be honest with you, but Nissan has stuck with it, and I was impressed. They definitely have gotten the bugs out of it, and this Nissan Altima was a gas sipper. I haven't written the story yet, so I won't divulge the fuel economy numbers that I achieved, but they were remarkable. And to be honest with you, you know, if someone said, you know, you got to choose between this and a Camry, I would take the Altima over the Camry. I really would. Styling-wise, neither one really floats my boat, but execution-wise, I honestly think the Altima delivers more bang for the buck for about the same price, and we're talking kind of a mid-range Altima, not a super high-end Altima, nor a low-end Altima. I have been behind the wheel of the new Maxima, the new four-door sports car from Nissan. I'm looking forward to that. Come to think of it, I've had quite a few Nissans recently. I had a 370Z convertible. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you about my experience with that. This is Auto World.
This is all you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this story?
It was such an easy trivia question, I'm not surprised that we've got a winner right off the bat from Missouri listening on KSIS. Sally got the answer right. It was so easy. The Karmann Ghia was, of course, made by Volkswagen. We got a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage with your name on it, Sally. I don't know what Warren is going to send you, but whatever it is going to be good. Again, I said a little bit earlier, Jay Leno is one of the biggest fans of this online motorcycle and automotive gift shop. There's something for everybody there. Clothing, children's items, novelty items, great signs, furniture, you name it. He's got it. And he's a really, really cool guy. So check it out when you get a chance. Well, we've got our phone line straightened out. We've got Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist. He has got not only iZoom.com, a website he's been doing for many, many years, which looks like has undergone some significant changes. And, of course, he is the man. He is editor-in-chief, editorial director of ClassicCars.com. He is also a college professor in Phoenix, Arizona. And he is right now doing his summer road trip, visiting his daughter and his grandchildren, and spending some time in the great state of Michigan and traveling about. Larry, how are you doing? Larry, are you with us?
Yeah, just got back from Wisconsin. Went over to the Iola Old Car Show, the 44th annual.
Wonderful. Tell our listeners a little bit about this show. It's been around 44 years, so it's got quite a lineage.
Yeah, Iola is a city in north central Wisconsin of, I think, 1,300 people. And this weekend, there were 120,000 people there for one of the best car shows I've ever been to. They have 300 acres, and they have a car show, well, a series of car shows that all take place at the same time. And 4,200 vendors, 2,200 show cars, 1,000 cars that people just bring for sale, classic cars, and a huge campground. And this year, they added in the campground a special area for people with vintage campers.
So wow. That sounds cool.
A delightful 3 days at the show. So it was really fun. And as much fun as the show was, a highlight for me was it was another excuse to ride the U.S. or the SS Badger, which is a very old ferry across Lake Michigan.
Oh, wonderful! I have never done that myself, and it sounds like a whole lot of fun. As I've mentioned to my listeners many, many times, I've had so many great things happen to me personally in the state of Michigan. It was at DTW, the main airport there, that I got offered my job with Motor Trend, which I had for 10 years. It was at the Detroit Auto Show that I learned my wife, Sharon, was expecting our daughter Lucy, and a number of other very significant, very important personal things have happened to me in the great state of Michigan. Perhaps I should move there, Larry.
Well, it depends if you like snow.
Well, I'm a Boston guy. I used to like snow.
We don't see snow unless we drive someplace to see snow. So, here you have no choice. Here in Michigan, you have no choice. You're going to see snow. Yeah,
absolutely. And sometimes plenty of it, and always around the Detroit Auto Show. This year, you know, I've been down here in Florida. I came down for a media startup company. I was going to be a host, and I was ex-part owner, and I was going to be the chief creative officer of a company. I won't bore you the details, but it was going to be a very cool company. 75-year-old veteran. Broadcaster, a guy with a long history of raising millions and millions and millions of dollars for everybody else, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to raise the money for this company. So I've had a good Florida experience. I've enjoyed not having to shovel snow, but maybe heading back to the Northeast. We shall see if I wouldn't mind spending time in California, or as we've talked about many times before off here, I wouldn't mind spending time in your wonderful state there of Arizona as well. So we shall see where the road takes me, and with God's help, where my health takes me as well. So let's begin before we talk about, they're keeping you so busy at ClassicCars.com, and the site it looks fantastic. You guys are doing an absolutely wonderful job. I am on the site at least 3 or 4 times a week. You need to check it out if you haven't. ClassicCars.com, and we'll find out all about what Larry's doing there. But the thing that surprised me, I hadn't been to iZoom for a while, and I went on to iZoom, and I said, well, let's see what new vehicles Larry has driven recently, and I found out that you've kind of gone in a different direction with this site. When I log on, I get iZoom enabling the inner car guy. And you've kind of turned this now into kind of a social network for the car guy. Tell us a little bit about the new iZoom.
Well, I'll tell you what I know about it. I'm really not doing anything with it anymore, and that's one of the reasons that the guy who owns it is a guy in Phoenix named Chris Biesing. He's a longtime vintage racer and car owner. As a matter of fact, he built his office around a Shelby GT350 that he parks actually next to his desk.
Cool.
And so what happened when I moved over to ClassicCars.com, he was trying to figure out what to do with the site, and he's turned it into a man cave for car guys is how I look at it. And, you know, it's a place to hang out and to share stories about cars and what you're doing with your car. And I think he's having a lot of fun with it. And so what I'm doing pretty much, other than an occasional book project and writing every week for the Detroit News, is ClassicCars.com and Classic Car News. And it's basically, we're busy 24/7, as they say. Actually, there's never a day off. I didn't even talk to him about that. And we've actually just added a couple more part-time writers, one in the Midwest and one on the West Coast. And we try as best we can to cover everything there is that we can cover related to classic and collector cars.
And an ever-growing hobby that it is, and we're going to talk lots more in detail about that. Tell us a little bit about what I wasn't up to speed with the fact that you're doing stuff for the Detroit News. When we come back, we'll hear about that, and then we're going to dive deep into ClassicCars.com. What's on there? What's Larry up to? What can you find? And we'll talk about some of the trends. And I was babbling a little bit about watching the Barrett Jackson auction on TV from the Northeast. And I have some thoughts on that. We'll get your thoughts as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Automotive journalist, college professor, author, and all-around great guy, Larry Edsel is with us. He is the man in charge, editor-in-chief, editorial director, ClassicCars.com. And before the break there, we were talking about a gamut of things. And Larry, before we get into the classic car realm, I ran into she's a television sportscaster, actually, on a Las Vegas television station, the NBC affiliate out there, and she's a graduate of the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting. And I ran your name by her, and even though she hadn't taken a class, her name is Amber Dixon, by you, she said that she hears rave reviews about your teaching, so congratulations.
I usually teach one or two classes only in the spring semester, because they start school too early in the summer, and I'm not back yet. But it's really fun. I enjoy being on campus. I teach a couple journalism classes. I've taught editing class. This past couple of years, I've taught the introduction to reporting and news writing. And it's really fun to be on campus and kind of to pass along what, you know, I've learned in all these years about how to be a journalist. And you know, the kids are all, they get concerned about the future of what you and I do. But what I try to tell them is that what they're learning is how to report, how to write, and how to edit. And those skills will always have a value. The thing we don't know is what the media will be. And, I mean, we don't know what the media is going to be 6 months from now, the way things happen. You know, who knows? We could turn back and print could be popular again someday. I don't know. But those skills will always have value.
Exactly. You never can tell. If folks log on to ClassicCars.com, you're greeted by Find Your Dream Car, Sell Your Car Faster, and Read Top Industry News. These are just some of the things that you can do. And tell our listeners, for those who have never logged on to ClassicCars.com, what kind of stuff have you got going there, and tell us all about the cool stuff that you and your team are working on constantly.
Well, there's two parts to the site. The biggest part and the oldest part is a classified advertising site for classic and collector cars, and it's now the largest of its kind in the world. I know eBay doesn't like that, and Hemmings may not like it. But it is. There's, I think the last count, there's 40,000 cars for sale on the site from various sources, private owners, classic car dealers, whatever. And you can buy a car there, or you can go there and advertise your own car for sale. That's been very successful. The cars are selling very quickly. There's great turnover. And people buy and sell there from all over the world.
Yes.
My part of it is I was doing some blogging for them, a couple times. Well, we started out just, every other week, and then it grew, and now it's we've launched Classic Car News, which is a, every day we update. I think we've run as many as 7 news stories some days. And we cover everything from all the auctions to feature stories about car collectors. We do vehicle profiles on, the details of, for example, a 25 Duesenberg or, an early Ford or the electric cars or whatever they are. And we have a team of reporters now that, we cover this stuff, as much of it as we can in person, all over the country, and it keeps us busy, and we're having fun.
That's wonderful, and I so appreciate. A couple of years back, you utilized me down here at the Mecum Auction Sale, and Kissimmee, you certainly are so busy. And my daughter Lucy says hi. She just came into the studio, so she's 5 years old, going on 25.
Wow!
So
I'm 5. Wow, 5 years old.
I know. She's going into kindergarten just around the bend, just a couple of weeks away. So that's going to be a big thing. I noticed you've got a banner ad up right about something very cool, and that is honoring a person. It's Classic Car Appreciation Day, but you're taking it one step further. I noticed right on your homepage, you've got a banner here for my daughter. Just hit the computer, we're getting back to where I was.
What it is? SEMA and the U.S.
Classic Car Hero. Yep.
Right, put together every year, and this year was this past Friday, a National Collector Car Appreciation Day. And there's car shows all over the country. And so what we decided we should do is, in addition to, honoring all the car collectors, let's ask the car collectors who they think are the very special people in the hobby. And let's give them some attention. And then we ask for nominations, and then what we'll do is, I think middle or end of this week, we'll do a story highlighting some of these people. And last year there was a guy in California who started a car show to raise money to buy Christmas presents for children who wouldn't ordinarily get Christmas presents. And now, I think last year they raised $40,000. And I can't go into details, but one of the people that I think we'll honor this year is somebody who sold his collector car so that his daughter could go to college.
Oh, what a great story.
It can be on a huge scale, or it can be something like his personal, I'm going to sell my car to put the money to some good cause.
Absolutely.
That's been fun, yeah.
Absolutely, and you got a number 480-285 And it's right there on the homepage at 480-285-1600. If folks would like to do it the old-fashioned way, a help center is available. And I do a lot of fantasy shopping. It used to be Hemmings Motor News, but I do fantasy shopping at eBay Motors. And I concur with you 100% because I looked at a particular make, which is a pretty rare make and a make that I know that I'll never own unless I win the lottery or hit the media jackpot. But nevertheless, there's a ton of them for sale on classiccars.com, and you don't find that kind of numbers at eBay Motors. So you guys are hitting it out of the park. How did Roger get this domain? He was just ahead of the curve.
Roger has been ahead of the curve on internet stuff from the very beginning. He was a very early adopter, and he's started two or three web companies, and this is what he's doing now, and it's caught on, and it's growing fast, and they're adding. Well, actually, they added staff. So they had to now they have two parts in one, or they moved into another building across the street, across the driveway from the original place, because it's just grown and it's doing really well, and it's getting some recognition and it keeps us busy and employed, so that's good too.
That is all very, very good. Our telephone number, toll-free, is 855-660-4261. If you've got a question for Larry Edsel in the classic car realm, he would be the man to help you out. We'll throw out a trivia question here, and the trivia question, Larry and I know this one, the Bricklin, the fiberglass vehicle with the gullwing doors. Who was the man behind the Bricklin? There's a few up for sale at classiccars.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about auctions and lots more with Larry Edsel from classiccars.com. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Larry Insull is with us. He is the man behind the editorial side of ClassicCars.com. Also a great author of so many books and a college professor as well. And Larry, I got kind of distracted a little bit by my daughter, but you mentioned that you were doing some writing for the Detroit News. Tell us all about that.
Oh, well, on Thursday, the Detroit News, which is one of the two big daily newspapers in Detroit, has a drive section. And I think for about a dozen years now, I've been writing a weekly feature on, usually on some kind of automotive aftermarket project. It's kind of like taking the SEMA show and sketching it out over 51 segments. And it ranges from, usually at least once every 6 weeks, I'll take a customized car that one of the suppliers or one of the automakers has done and break it down and basically say, okay, you want to customize your car, you can't afford to do what these folks did, but this is kind of a blueprint for you, and you can copy, you know, get ideas from them. Or sometimes I'll do, I think I just did one on the on a customized Dodge Ram pickup truck that's done in Detroit. Sometimes I'll do an aftermarket product from parking stuff to cat-back exhaust. It's all over the place. And what I find interesting is, you know, it's a chance for me to break away from old car stuff and do stuff on new cars and project cars and then things like that. So, yeah, it's been fun. And it's every Thursday in the Detroit News.
That's great. We'll have to all look out for that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the trends that we're seeing in the hobby. Beginning with the auction companies, Rick Cole is scheduled to join us in the second hour of the broadcast. And the auction companies have really exploded. Certainly television has played a major role in spreading that passion across North America and around the world. But the thing that I wanted to touch on with you in watching a lot of the coverage of the inaugural Barrett-Jackson Northeast event. I was not at Barrett-Jackson in Scottsdale the last couple of years, so the thing that that really surprised me. In a way, it surprises me. In a way, it doesn't, because there are so many auction companies now, and certainly when you look at the high-end sales being done by folks like David Gooding and R.M. Sotheby's and Bonhams and many, many others. I mean, there was a time when you would go to Barrett Jackson, yes, you would have the muscle cars, but you would also, you know, get some Duesenbergs, or I remember the Future Liners from GM. But I was really quite surprised that the vast majority of vehicles going over the block at Barrett Jackson in Connecticut, and I can say the same for all the other Barrett Jacksons that I've watched on the television as well, Restomods, muscle cars, yes, but resto mods are very, very hot, and it seems that Craig is really becoming a mecca for those. And I'm just wondering, I mean, I kind of leave the speculation to folks like Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book, or Dave Kinney from Automobile, or Auto Week, the Hagerty Price Guide. But I wonder, you know, if folks that are spending $150,000 or $200,000 on a 69 Camaro, which has a brand new crate engine in it and, you know, a state-of-the-art stereo system and everything else, I wonder if they're ever going to see that money ever again.
Well, I think okay, two things. One is that all the auction companies now have gotten very good about fine-tuning their dockets for the audience that's going to be at their auction. So if you notice, I'll use R.M. Sotheby's as an example. R.M. Sotheby's has a sale coming up in Michigan at the end of July. And that sale is very full of classic Detroit cars.
Sure, St. John's.
Pre-war Cadillacs, yep. Detroit muscle cars, because that's the audience that, you know, that they're going to. I think Barrett Jackson's Northeast sale, partly because it was the first one ever, and partly because Barrett Jackson has kind of become the place to go to buy restomods. And I think the appeal of the restomod is you get a car that on the outside looks like a stock whatever, but you get in to drive it, and it drives like a modern car because it has all the, you know, a contemporary engine, very good suspension, air conditioning, updated stereo, and I think at least with the smart buyers, they don't necessarily expect to get their money back when they sell it. They want a car that they can drive and enjoy now, and chances are it's going to go up a little in value, and they're going to be fine, but they're not going to lose their money. And, you know, whereas if you go out and you do a rest, you buy a car, a barn find car or whatever, and you want to restore it and take it to that level, you're going to spend more money. And you're not going to, in a lot of cases, you're not going to get that money back. Restorations often cost three times whatever the original estimate is. And, you know, if you watch the auctions like we do, the smart thing to do is go buy a car that somebody else has restored. Because restorations take a long time and a lot of money, and it's a lot easier unless you're really into that aspect of the hobby, and a lot of people are. You know, it's a lot easier, especially for the newcomer, and, you know, at Connecticut, a lot of those were new buyers, to go buy something that somebody has already put together, that is running, that they can just buy, turnkey car, and go enjoy, and, you know, maybe 5 years down the road, they're going to be interested in doing something else. The other thing that's happening is that, so people want what they, basically, everybody wants what they didn't have in high school, but they wanted in high school, and that's what they buy first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a muscle car, and they take their muscle car and they show it in shows, and they walk around the show and they say, wow, you know, this other thing was, that's really interesting. I think I want one of those too. And they've either gotten to the point where they can afford it, or they sell what they have and they buy something else. And eventually, their taste matures, and they're buying pre-war cars, and eventually they're buying a brass era car, which is the most complicated piece of machinery you could ever imagine. But it's pretty cool once you figure it out. And that's one thing. But of course, that's one thing that keeps the value of everything high, because, you know, people learn and their taste mature. And so many of the old, okay, so I'm an ancient baby boomer. And so many people I know with classic cars at my generation are like, oh, woe is me. Nobody's going to want my cars, you know, when I'm dead. Well, it's not true, because there's plenty of people coming up who want those cars. And the young kids, teenagers, people in their 20s, that everybody thinks they're into computers, they are. But there's a huge car generation coming up that's very interested in cars. And partly they're interested in cars because of the cars they've seen in video games. And as much as we old guys don't like it, the Fast and Furious movie franchise has created a whole generation of car enthusiasts. And yes, at first they want, like everybody else, what they couldn't have at high school. Maybe a Toyota Supra or something like that. But then they go to something and they see front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive cars, Camaros and Mustangs, and they're like, wow, that's really cool. That's what I want. You know, and it just, they learn and it matures. So it's a very healthy hobby. The top end is a little flat right now, but that's okay. And, I Iola, and there were 1,000 cars for sale, and there were, for every car, I saw 5 or 6 people looking at it like, you know, wow, this is what I want. So,
you know, it's a really good point, Larry, and certainly we've seen a real escalation in the prices of some of the Japanese collectible vehicles, and I think that's something that we're going to continue to see. Let's talk books. Are you working on anything that you can tell us about?
Well, I just I finished a book on the development of the new 6th-generation Camaro. The car is now on the road, and the book comes out sometime around the middle of the month. And, you know, it's the typical development book about, you know, here's where they started, a little history of the car. The book shows a lot of the alternative designs were suggested, talks about a lot of the engineering that went into the car. Speaking of which, I just did a 4,000-mile drive in a new Camaro convertible with the turbocharged 4-cylinder engine in it.
Oh, cool.
I was really curious about that package, and I drove it from Michigan to Maine and back, and it was phenomenal. It was
hold that thought, Larry. Hold that thought.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.